Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And that actually reminds me, Chris, do we have new reviews on iTunes talking about how handsome I am? We do have new remember, the most important thing you do. Obviously, you can download the whole podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All that stuff's very important. But on iTunes, it's important that you leave a 5-star rating and subscribe. And then leave a review talking about how handsome I am. Why? Because it makes me freaking laugh. That's why. I think it's hilarious that there's a radio show that's only audio, right? I mean, you're probably not watching me do it unless you're watching me on the simulcast. And all the comments are some stupid thing calling me Adonis and stuff. I can't help it. It makes me laugh. Look, what else are we going to do? Are we going to sit and listen to the... Secretary of the Army?
In terms of, you know, soldiers coming from marginalized communities or, you know.
Pause real quick there for a second. Why is the Secretary of the Army even mentioning marginalized communities? And what exactly is a marginalized community? You know what? Let's check in with the ladies of The View and find out what they might think that means.
Republic. That's been always a very painful thing that I've dealt with, this anti-blackness in the Latino community, and it has to stop. But it has to stop.
Sonny, I want to tell
stop
you
with this. First, it exists, right? So
yes,
I mean,
it does.
Minorities can be racist against each other too.
Yes.
And what often happens is that blacks and browns get pitted against each other to compete for the same small piece of pie. Mm. What we need to do is get together and united, ask for more pie.
Yeah, definitely marginalized. I mean, Lord knows they can't get ahead in this country. A bunch of freaking excuse-making babies on The View. My next-door neighbor's black. My best buddy's Mexican. And they're both heck of a lot wealthier than I am. They're both doing just fine. You bunch of liars that will marginalize communities. Oh, stop. Anyway, let's go back to the Army Secretary.
In terms of, you know, soldiers coming from marginalized communities or, you know, demographics that are not widely represented in the Army, that's part of why we've got to emphasize positive command climates and inclusion. You know, we get criticized, frankly, sometimes for being woke. I'm not sure what woke means. I think woke means a lot of different things to different people. But first of all, I would say if woke means, you know, we are not focused on warfighting, we are not focused on readiness, that doesn't reflect what I see at installations all around the country or overseas when I go and visit. But I think, you know, we do have a wide range of soldiers in our Army, and we've got to make them all feel included. And that's why a lot of our diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are important.
We are going to lose a major war. And just remember, you know, you hear me say that a lot. When I say major, don't send me these emails. Oh, we just lost one. We haven't won one in forever. When I say major war, I'm talking 100,000 Americans, 200,000 Americans, 500,000 Americans never returning home again. You can't look at past wars. You must look at the future as technology and killing power changes. There's a reason World War I was such a shock to the powers that be. The numbers were just staggering. What? We lost what percentage of the male population? How did that happen? They'd never fought a war with artillery like that, with machine guns like that. They'd never fought a war with weapons killing power like that. And then World War II came around and it was even bigger. You cannot focus your time on worrying about if did they feel included or did they feel welcome here? You only have so many hours in the day. If your enemy is spending 10 hours a day training to murder you and you're spending 5 hours a day training to murder him and the other 5 hours a day learning how to braid hair, you're going to die when you guys fight. You are. We're going to die. Lots of them. We talk about, this is why I've told you this before, I don't like the word woke. I don't like it because it sounds way too benign. This cultural Marxism, that's what wokeism is, this cultural Marxism, it's deadly. It will cost lives, lots and lots of lives. All right, let's get to some emails here. Remember, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, he says, Dear Denzel Washington-ish, he nailed that one, Chris. Should Joe Biden involve the U.S. in a nuclear war with Russia? Just wanted to say that I had such a great time listening to your show the past 2 years. Assuming a Russian ICBM is targeting on the bull in lower Manhattan, I'm willing to bet sloppy programming and cost cutting will cause the missile to hit me here in northern Queens. Best thing is, I will never know it. Just another hopelessly content listener. Yeah, look, it's always good to look on the bright side of things, right? If nuclear war happens, and believe me, the bumbling idiots currently running this country absolutely could push us into nuclear war, just know, the bright side is you're probably not going to feel it. You'll be fine. You'll be there. And then that's the sound nuclear bombs make. And then you'll be gone. Oh, my. I almost forgot. This is, I remember I asked yesterday. It was funny. What's the dumbest thing you ever spent money on? This is a doozy. My wife had a dream of owning her own preschool, as she absolutely loves and believes our youth are the future. Well, last December, we did it. We bought a preschool center and have 50 to 70 at a time. Precious little ones that she was able to be part of in their most formidable years. The stupid part is, we did it in California. It's been impossible to find accredited teachers that want to work. Our teachers will quit and call licensing while they're still in the parking lot saying we're out of ratio because they walked. This is a fraction of the calls to licensing from those vicious little demons. Did I mention it's a university town? Stupid. Good restaurants, though. Social services fined us for the first week for not masking two-year-olds. Now I wear this as a badge of honor, but it's a three-year citation record. Love you, Great Oracle. Remember, one, that is, look, it is funny, but it is also sad, and it is also another reason I tell you to balkanize and get out of your red area. Or get out of your blue area, I'm sorry. Get out of your blue area and get to a red area. And make it redder. What if you wake up tomorrow? Maybe you won't, but wake up. What if you wake up tomorrow? What if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now? I know this show does really well with working people, and that's always been a source of pride with me. What if you're out there right now? You're a plumber. You're on your way to a call, and you've been brewing around in your head for a while. Hey, but what if I start my own shop? You know, it doesn't take much. You don't need a shop per se. Definitely not at first. You need a truck. You need a van, right? That's how all these plumbers start now. What if I start my own shop and get going? And if you're thinking about that, I encourage you to do so. Go make money. Go buy that fancy car. Take your dime out to Red Lobster. I support you. Good, good, good. Are you going to do that in a blue area where you'll be taxed and regulated out of existence? Are you going to do that in a blue area where the chances are strong you're going to fix a toilet for a suburban wine mom who's going to want you to put a bubble suit on before you're allowed to go unclog Jaden's toilet for him? Are you going to suffer like that? Unless you have to suffer like that, why suffer like that? There's just no need. Get out. Get out. There's so much of the country to see, and gosh, I've been all over it. I've lived all over it, and I've loved so much of it, and I'm here to tell you, I have lived in the bluest of blue, and I now live in the reddest of red and have before. It is a different life in a red area, a better life. Get out, start your business, raise your kids around people who share your values. Jesse, when talking about friendly fire, he's referencing our Medal of Honor Monday from last night. If you missed that from last night, it's the start of hour two. You can go download the podcast. I was reminded of Pat Tillman, he says, who gave up his pro football career to fight for America as an Army Ranger. He was killed by his fellow Rangers in a firefight. It was covered up by the military because they were using him as a patriotic poster boy to up enlistment. He was given the Silver Star and Purple Heart, awarded posthumously. I was always impressed by his selflessness, giving up a lucrative career to fight for us. You can mention him sometime. That would be awesome. My name is Steve. Been listening to you since you started the new show. Yeah, Pat Tillman, man. It is awesome. And look, I don't want to politicize the friendly fire thing because, there's a lot I could go into when it comes to that, but I'm not going to bother. I would just say friendly fire is just not that uncommon. If I was to invite 5 18-year-olds into the studio right now, 5 18-year-olds, all right, all of you, come on in. And I cleared out the studio, and I was to give all 5 of these 18-year-olds a butcher knife, a knife of some kind. And I walked out of the room, and I closed the door. And remember, they're not enemies. I'm not talking about fighting each other here. And I walked out of the room and closed the door. How long until 911 would have to be called, and someone would have to go to the ER with an injury? Now, translate that to combat, where you have a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds with explosives and automatic weapons. Friendly fire is awful, and it's sad. It is, however, just simply part of combat. It is. All right. That's enough of that. We're going to have a heartfelt talk about credit and credit scores, because this is back in the news. And someone else wants to yell at me about Amy Klobuchar and other things. Before we get to any of that, remember, as much as we talk about the cultural rot in this country, do keep in mind the saddest part of that is that you pay for it. I pay for it. A lot of that we can't help. You can't help that you pay your taxes. Don't stop paying your taxes. You have to pay taxes or they're going to throw you in jail, take everything you have. There are many ways we pay for things, and there's nothing we can do about it. Man, we can do so much better, all of us, with the companies we give our money to, though. Corporations in this country have joined forces with the other filth, and they push rot in our society everywhere. You don't have to pay them to do it. Who do you have your cell phone with? Do you seriously still have a cell phone with Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile? Switch. Pure Talk, their CEO was a veteran, fought for this country. Pure Talk, they love America so much, their customer service is based in America, and when you talk to them, they actually speak English, and they understand English. What a concept. And they'll save you a fortune. From your cell phone right now, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I love these reviews. I mentioned the reviews on iTunes that I wanted you to leave a 5-star review and talk about how handsome I am, and everybody does it. It just murders me, man. This one's titled A God of Radio. The extremely handsome Jesse Kelly is a daily treat for me. Makes me laugh, cry, really understands what's happening in the country, loves history, so on and so forth. This one says, thought he sounded like Emo Phillips. Chris, who's Emo Phillips? Look that up. When I first heard Jesse, I thought he sounded like Emo Phillips. Imagine my surprise when I found out he was actually a 6'8 Marine with chiseled Denzel-like features. He's the best since Rush, and his symmetrical face makes him the best looking. Hey, handsome, me and my husband love your show. You're so funny. We were Rush 24/7 hardcore fans. Thank you for carrying the torch. Keep up the good fight. This handsome SOB has a handle on history like no one's missing. You guys murder me, man. You murder me. Gosh, that's so freaking funny. All right, let's have a little talk. Let's before we get back into all the politics and everything else, let's have a talk. The AP has a headline out, and I thought it might be helpful as someone with some experience in this world to give you some pointers, because not everyone knows these things. Headline, how is your credit score calculated, and why is it important? Now, I'm going to pause here really quickly, because I'm going to preempt something here. Jesse, just don't take out loans, idiot! Listen, if you don't want to take out loans, that's fine. I'm not talking to you. Fine. That's fine. Live your life that way. I'm not ripping on it. However, most people have to take out loans of some kind or sign contracts of some kind. I sold RVs before I did this. And that was after running for office and Marines and everything else. But for about 5-6 years, I was a sales manager. First a salesman, then got promoted sales manager. I did RVs. And our RV dealership did it a little differently. There wasn't a separate finance department where you got people in and then you had to go find them a bank and get them a loan. The salesman did all that. So I ended up getting to be fairly decent at this. Who am I kidding? I was awesome at it. All right. I was what, Chris? I was awesome. Anyway, here's how your credit score is calculated. It's not at all complicated at all. Companies who may give you a loan, home loan, car loan, credit card at even an electronics store, whatever the case may be, they want to know that you will pay that loan back. They have no way of knowing that. Your promises mean nothing. The only way they have of knowing that is they look at your past. Do you have a history of taking out loans and paying them back? Do you have a history of paying your credit card on time every single month? That will determine whether or not you have a good credit score. Now, if you want a great credit score, if you want to venture up into the old 800 range, if you want to venture up into that range, we have to have a chat. It's not possible early on. So kids listening to this show, don't worry about that. You're not going to have the ability to do that. Many adults won't have the ability, especially now, for quite some time. However, you have to take out a big loan, meaning a home loan of some kind, and then pay home loan back. They want to know how big the loans are you've paid back for. Here's what I mean by that. Like, I just looked at mine while I was doing the show. Mine's an 812. That's what I currently have right now, an 812. Why? Why is that? Is it because I'm a good person? No. We pay the bills on time, yes. But because I've moved around so much, I've had to take out loans and then end up selling the house and paying the loan off. So it looks like, oh my gosh, this guy took out a $150,000 loan for a house and paid it back. If your whole life you've paid all your bills, but it's been I paid a $1,000 credit card bill and I paid my car note and I paid all the things you should do. I'm not discouraging if those things do those things, then you will have a good credit score. But if you show up and you want a home loan, hey, I need $300,000 to buy a house. They're going to look at your history and say, this guy has never paid back anything like that at all, ever. I don't know if we can trust that he can pay it back. Pay your bills, pay them on time. And if the opportunity presents itself, and everyone's opportunities, everyone's life is different. If the opportunity presents itself, pay off big ones and then pay them back on time, which brings me to another point. And this is going to offend so many people. So I just want to clarify, one, I don't care if you're offended. I genuinely do not care. This world is hungering for harsh truths. So one, I don't care if you're offended. Two, you're welcome to email me and let me know. I'll read it, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can email into me and tell me just how horrified you are and you're never listening again and you're very, very offended. Before I get to that point, allow me to do this really quickly. You probably aren't near as good at shooting as you need to be. I love that you own a weapon. I love that you do some practice. How often do you practice? I have a Mantis X, not just because it attaches to my weapon and allows me to practice in the comfort of my home. I have a Mantis X because the Mantis X, it takes away all the excuses. That's really what it does. Now, I enjoy going to the range, but there have been so many times, I don't want to go to the range. It's 10 minutes away. I don't have enough 9mm. I'm out of 5.56. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like. A Mantis X takes away the excuses. You practice inside the comfort of your home in the heat, in the AC. They'll give you feedback. You will get better. It's what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines are using as we speak on Paris Island. You want to shoot like a Green Beret? Shoot like a Marine? Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. All right? You ready to be offended? You're about to be. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I don't know what we have to do to drop that song from the list. I don't know what we can't. Why can't you drop it from the list? I feel like
It's not a good song. Metallica is a great band. That doesn't make Master of Puppets a good song. We've had this talk on the air 1,000 times. You know what? Forget it. Not only Metallica fans, let's offend everyone else. One last thing on credit score before we move on. Talk about crime. Make fun of John Heder or John Fetterman and do all the other things we love to do on the show here on the Jesse Kelly Show. People with bad credit. Now, I do understand, especially because of COVID, bankruptcies happen, business closures happen, divorces happen, things that lots of times are out of your control. So let's set that aside. I'm not worried about that. When I sold RVs for a living, remember, when you're a salesman, your job, your paycheck depends on somebody buying something. And I want to make sure I reinforce this to everyone out there who goes shopping for boats, RVs, cars, and whatnot. I know everyone hates a salesman, blah, blah. I get all that. He doesn't get paid to give you a tour. He gets paid to sell you something. Unless he sells you something, his wife doesn't eat. He doesn't pay his mortgage. He has to eat. That's how he makes a living. That's how I made a living. And so when your survival depends on performance, depends on people buying things, you learn, or you starve, you learn human nature really, really quickly, really quickly. I got to the point, didn't take long either, 2-3 years, I could fairly accurately, and I was shockingly accurate at this, tell you somebody's credit score, or at least get within 50, 75 points of somebody's credit score within about 30 seconds of greeting them in the lobby. Not looking up the credit score, not anything. I'm talking handshake, hi, how are you, so on and so forth. How's that possible? How could I do that? Am I some kind of clairvoyant magician? No, I'm an idiot who went to community college. I'll put it to you this way. If me, sales manager Jesse, I walk up and I greet you. Let's say you're walking in with your wife or girlfriend. And you say to me, hey, Jesse, nice to meet you. And you give me a nice firm handshake and you look me in the eye. Your wife gives me a firm handshake and looks me in the eye too. And you say something to the effect of, hey, I'm not really sure if I'm going to buy or not buy. I'm not sure if I'm in the market and I don't want to waste your time. But I'm kind of looking for, okay, already. I didn't even need, Chris, how long was that? 10 seconds? 10 seconds? That guy has an excellent credit score. Why? Why? I don't want to waste your time. He got out of his car. He walked into the RV dealership. And he was conscientious enough about his place in the world and that he's not the only person in the world that he actually expressed to me that he was in some way concerned about my time. That tells me that's a human being. When he takes out loans, he feels obligated to pay them back. When the bills come, he pays the bills. Almost every time, if a customer has said something to that effect to me, he can buy, honestly, whatever he wants. He probably got a 700, 750, 800. He can buy whatever he wants on the lot. Sometimes he buys, sometimes he doesn't, but that's a gold customer. Now, what's a bad credit score look like? How could I tell a bad credit score? Well, that usually takes less than 30 seconds, too. You walk in, same guy, walks in with his wife, girlfriend. Maybe you've done this before. Guys, if you've done this, you should feel ashamed and don't ever do this again. You should know that the entire sales staff mocks you behind your back whenever you say things like this. If you've ever walked in a dealership of any kind and said this, I want to see the most expensive one you got, you can't buy anything on the lot. Anything on the lot. Or you say something to the effect of, I want you to show me this one over here. I want a great price. I ain't paying a nickel more. I'll pay cash. You can't buy anything. In fact, most of those guys, I would show you one or two RVs and tell you that's all I've got for you. And they'd look out at like 250 RVs on the lot and they'd say, I can't see any of these. And I'd say, well, you go looking for yourself. That's fine. I'm busy. I got other things to do. I won't even mess my... Now, that's part of what hurt me in the end is as soon as I sniff that out, I don't spend time with dirt balls. I don't do it in my personal life. I won't do it in my professional life either. It's one of the great things about this job. I hang out with only who I want to hang out with. Your credit score. Again, let's set aside the divorce and bankruptcy stuff. Your credit score is extremely indicative of you, of how you view yourself in the world. And I know this may be a helpful little tidbit because maybe you're in the middle of torpedoing yourself right now. You have any idea how many people walked into my RV dealership and not just wanted,
needed an RV for something, whatever the case may be, getting evicted, maybe they were traveling for work, but they needed one. And they actually had said many of the right things, and we found the right one for them, and they had a down payment, and then we went and ran their credit score, and what? Hold on, what? A 550? What? And I'll go back in, because everyone with bad credit thinks they have great credit. Oh, I got a 700. It's probably 750. And you go run their credit, and you come back, sir, this is a 535. And when they run your credit, they don't get a score. I didn't get a score. I got your entire life. Everything you've ever taken a loan out for, everything you've been laid on, everything. I know it all, right? And you know what I should do? Because I can show your delinquencies, and I'll bring them back the credit report, and I'll see. I thought you said you had a 750. I do. I got great credit. Well, it says here your Verizon account, even though you shouldn't have Verizon, you should have Pure Talk, says here your Verizon account is actually so far past due, it's gone to collection. And this is what they do. This is what they do. It's human nature, but it's what they do. I told them I wasn't going to pay. They overcharged me 1 month. They charged me an extra $10 when they said they weren't going to. So I ain't paying it. Right? And I would say usually, again, this is something that hurt me too. I would say usually something to the effect of, well, you really showed them they're still in business and you can't have an RV. Boy, did you prove your point to them. Pay your bills. All right. That's it. That's it for Daddy Jesse for the night. Pay your bills. Pay them on time. There are obvious exceptions, but your credit score is very much a reflection of you. Take it as somebody whose livelihood depended on it. Now, let's make fun of John Fetterman.
We had a monitor set up so that he could read my questions because he still has lingering auditory processing issues as a result of the stroke, which means he has a hard time understanding what he's hearing. Now, once he reads the question, he's able to understand. You'll hear he also still has some problems, some challenges with speech. And I'll say, Katie, that just in some of the small talk prior to the interview before the closed captioning, it did seem that he had a hard time understanding our conversations.
Okay, then he can't be a United States senator. There are 100 United States senators. We're talking about people who hold not just a $20 trillion economy in their hands, life on the planet as we know it when we're talking about treaties and wars and things like that. If you're an adult, Republican or Democrat, and you can't understand things when people say them to you and you can't speak in complete sentences, then you cannot be a United States senator. That's just a fact. You can't do it. It's bad enough we have a president who can't talk. It's bad enough we have Grandma Vodka, Nancy Pelosi. She can't get through a sentence without choking up vodka or spitting her dentures out of her mouth. Surely we're not going to add another United States senator to the Senate who can't speak at all. Now, let's go down to this. This is from MSNBC.
Where Republicans thought they would be going into November being able to run solely on inflation, it's not fully working. And so in Republican politics, the issue of crime and the issue of immigration have long been proxies for race, for playing the race card, for trying to scare voters to vote Republicans because of the encroachment of black and brown people. They translate crime to issues of the African-American community, immigration, to issues of the Hispanic and Latino community. And I think you also saw Marjorie Taylor Greene, her announcement of the Great Replacement Theory.
Remember when we talked about yesterday, someone emailed in and he asked about marijuana. Why are they legalizing marijuana? That doesn't make sense. How everything you see now will be a desperation ploy for Democrats or by Democrats to turn out their base because they are going to get obliterated in November. This is another one of those things. They're going to stoke racial divisions because that's been Democrat policies, well, forever. All right. We're going to make fun of a few more people, read a few more emails, talk about this female driver, and then we're going to check out of here. Before we do that, you want to go on vacation with me? No, we're not going to go lay by the beach, although I guess we might. We're going to go to the Holy Land, and we're going to nerd out on history in July. I'm going, Chris is going, Michael's going, the wife's going, kids are going, my in-laws are going, my sister's going, and the Jesse Kelly Show family, we are going. If you want to come, you can. I do need to clarify, spaces are limited on this thing. I can't bring 1,000 people to Israel with me. I wish I could. There aren't enough tour buses and hotel space, all right? If you want to come to Israel, if you want to do the Holy Land tour 10 days next July,
you have to go to christianexpedition.com/Jesse. That's christianexpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877-234-3002. christianexpedition.com/Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com now. I want to hit on something real quick before we get to emails and headlines I didn't get to and everything. Greta Thunberg, you do remember Greta Thunberg, right? Greta Thunberg is the foreign teenage girl, a little touch of Asperger's, if I remember right. That is what it's right, Chris. Asperger's, that's right. A little touch of Asperger's. And all of a sudden, she became the face of the climate change death cult, right? The global death cult that's trying to kill a billion people. She's still doing sit-down interviews.
I mean, personally, I think that it's a very bad idea to focus on coal when this is already in place. But but of course, it's a very infected debate.
But for the climate issue, are the nuclear power plants the better choice for the time being now?
It depends. If we have them already running, I feel that it's a mistake to close them down in order to focus on coal.
Quick question here. When did we start relying on teenage girls to run the world? Imagine, wrap your mind around this. I don't even know who that lady was, and I don't care. Imagine being a journalist or considering yourself a journalist, and you sit down with a teenage girl to pick her brain on camera about the energy policy she thinks is best. And I've asked this question before about other things, but I really want to know. Whoever that lady is, the journalist who sat down with her, if that's what you want to call her, do you think she went home that night? And do you think she had a moment where she thought, man, I really am embarrassing. And my profession itself is embarrassing. I just had a long interview on camera with a 16-year-old girl, although I think she's like 17 or 18 now. I had a long interview with a teenage girl asking her what kind of energy Germany should be using for the winter. Do you think she needed a glass of wine or something after that? I bet she did. What, Chris? Chris is probably right. Chris said no, she's a system saint. She probably loves it. She probably does. You know what? She probably, I'm an idiot. I bet she went home and had a cocktail party with caviar and the gross little crackers that are too hard. You know, the things rich people eat. And I bet she went home and I bet she bragged to all her friends about it. You're not going to believe who I got an interview with today. Greta Thunberg. Oh, it was fantastic. All right. Before we get to an email or two, I do want to do this. Giza Dream Sheets are the greatest freaking thing ever, and you should own some. They are. They're so soft. It's not like you get in your Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow the first time and say, wow, these are great. It's that it happens a year after the first time you crawled into them. You'll wake up in the morning and say to yourself, oh my gosh, these things are fantastic. And they're on sale right now for 60% off. You can get these things as low as $39.99. On top of the fact, do I need to point out that Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they've been at the tip of the corporate spear actually fighting for you. While every other corporation crapped on your values and crapped on Mike Lindell for standing up for you, they never wavered at all. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse, and get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets, all right? Or call 800-845-0544. Jesse, my deepest condolences on losing your eyesight. We all know your hair is going, but now your eyes too? I know this because you said Amy Klobuchar is kind of hot. I live in her commie-controlled state and city, for that matter. I've seen her a lot more on TV than you, and even in person. I can assure you she's not hot. Not kind of hot. Not even a little bit hot. If you weren't going blind, you would know this too. By the way, you know what they say causes you to go blind, right? You know what? That's not very nice. That's not very nice. He says, anyway, if you ever come to this hellhole, you can meet me and my wife at Applebee's for wings and tall beers. You're buying. Says it's from Spencer. Applebee's wings, Chris? Underrated. Chris, have you ever had, are you people allowed to eat chicken wings? Okay, well, you don't have to say you can eat chicken wings like I'm just supposed to assume that. Well, I didn't know what's kosher and what's not kosher. I can't keep track of all these endless rules. Anyway, have you ever had Applebee's chicken wings? They make a good chicken wing. Applebee's is underrated, man. People crap on these places like Applebee's. Or, well, I mean, not many people crap on the Great Red Lobster. These are places, man, these are good meals. I don't know what's wrong with you. Have some standards.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Female driver plunges down lift, that's an elevator, after mistaking it for a parking place. Now, I'm going to be, you know how sensitive and nice I am. All right, so I'm going to be sensitive and nice. I don't understand what is it with women and backing up or parking. I don't understand it. I don't understand because some of the smartest women I've ever known in my life, they can't back into a parking place. Is it a spatial awareness thing? What is it, Michael? You have a theory? That might be it. Michael asked, do they consciously decide they just don't have to be good at driving, or subconsciously? That could be it, because you remember all the dumb blonde jokes. Everyone likes to act like blondes are dumb. It's not that blondes are dumb. It's that they can be dumb. So some choose to be, right? That's called hot chick privilege. Everyone knows what that is. Look, a lot of doors open for you when you're a dime. That's just the way it is. It pays to be handsome. I would know, Chris. What, Chris? That's funny. Anyway, I don't know why they can't do it. The wife, one of the smartest people I know, she has a car, an SUV. It not only has a backup camera. I need to stress this. It not only has a backup camera. It has an alarm system that beeps and vibrates the seat of the driver if there's something behind you in the SUV. You know, she backed into a car I had one time. Backed right into, I don't know, Chris, I don't know. Anyway, New York City, Los Angeles, among major U.S. cities that failed to disclose rise in violent crime for 2021. The great cover-up is on. You see all the Republicans running ads across the country on violent crime, pinning it on Democrats. Now all the cities are going to try to bury those statistics as long as humanly possible. That, remember, all communism is based on lies, because all communism has to be based on lies, because the actual religion itself is so demonic and despicable. If you actually told the truth, nobody would ever consider it. Police are using DNA to generate 3D images of suspects they've never seen. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of cool. That is kind of cool. It is. Look, I know it's creepy, Chris. It's kind of cool. All right. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up, unless we are in some sort of nuclear holocaust that prevents me from getting to the studio. I'll be right back here once again tomorrow.
We're changing people's lives.
You can bank on that. Don't shake your head, Chris. That's all.